This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. A vote scheduled to begin November 14th to help rescue the failing Dallas Police and Fire Pension Fund instead has been put on hold. A judge did so after five cops and firefighters filed a lawsuit. They allege the pension system violated the law over the last 2 years by expanding its board from 7 to 12 members. Members were to vote on higher contributions and cuts in benefits. A recent report found the Dallas Police and Fire Pension Fund is on track to become insolvent within 12 years unless changes are made. This kind of problem isn't unique to Dallas. I talked about this with Mike Davis. He specializes in the intersection of government and business at SMU's Cox School of Business. Josh McGee co-authored that report critical of the Dallas Police and Fire Pension Fund. He subtitled the report, A Warning for Texas Cities. Now, Houston is taking steps to shore up its public retirement system. Fort Worth has struggled of late. Are these isolated cases, or is the problem widespread across Texas?
Our pension fund seems to be a little bit, well, frankly, out there. But there are serious problems with a number of the public pension systems in Texas. Reports have been being written for the past 10 years or so, and the trends are for these things to become less fiscally stable over time.
How widespread are we talking about?
It's a really significant problem. The Pension Review Board wrote a report actually a couple of years ago, but it's about to be updated, in which they said, and depending on how you read the numbers, it could be that half of the public pension funds in Texas don't make their standards of reliability. Half of the pension funds at least need to take steps to shore up their finances.
I know the Dallas Fire and Pension Fund had risky real estate investments as part of its problem, but is there a common reason for this problem of underfunded pension systems?
There's two things that go on here. One thing is just the fact that over the past, really since the financial crisis, interest rates have been very low, and it's very hard for these pension funds to generate yield. So that means that they go out and they look for more investments, and they tend to be more risky investments. The other problem that happens in these pension funds is governments tend to overpromise. It's sometimes hard to give your employees a raise because in order to give your employees a raise, you have to raise taxes. But it's relatively easy to promise more generous pension benefits, and that's really what's happened.
They're promising members of the pension funds more than they can really deliver, and if you're a member of the fund and you're talking about benefits, years or decades away, it's kind of hard to have reason to doubt that.
Yeah, it's a classic kick the can down the road solution. You can't afford to give your employees a raise this year, but you give them more generous pension benefits, and that kicks the problem, how to pay for it, down to future generations.
So how do you stabilize these public retirement systems?
There's no magic bullet, and it's certainly not a painless process. The solution for not having enough money is more money. So that means that taxpayers are going to have to pony up, and it also means probably that there are going to be benefit cuts for recipients in the future.
Should there be different benefits for younger workers or a different kind of retirement system for them?
Yeah, that's a really, hard thing to do. If you're an employer, you don't like to have different classes of employees. But ultimately, I think what we're going to see in the public systems is what we've already seen in the private sector, and that's a move away from these defined benefits plans to a defined contribution plan.
Listen, why not just put all the members on 401k plans as private companies do?
I think that's basically where we're going to end up. People don't like that. It's a defined benefit plan that you can trust is really a wonderful thing. It's just we can't trust them anymore.
In the meantime, does this problem with underfunded public pension plans pose any threat to the economy?
It's hard to say because it's so region-specific. It's important for people in Texas also to know that we have got an awful lot of pension systems that are extremely well-run and are not in any danger at all. So it's not like we're going to see a massive collapse of all 93 pension systems we have in this state. But yeah, in particular cities, in particular instances, it could be damaging.
Mike Davis, thank you for being with me.
Thanks for having me.